Sirens. A group. Welcome to Blank Generation. And we have an abridged version of my the usual playlist that I have because I was on vacation, blah, 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 this and that. But I think we can still have a lot of fun here tonight. And thank you for joining us for another hour of Blank Generation where, you know, anything goes. Of course, the theme song done by Snored. One of my very favorites, and I wanted to get into it this week with maybe something a little more laid back. This is a beautiful song I've been hooked on lately. It's called The Earth is in the Sky. It's by Tom Verlaine of the Mighty Television. So here you go. I'm Blank Generation.
Mm-hmm. coming by, unseen and sparkling eyes, perfectly sweet. There is no word for you that is not praise. This wonder day. There'll be a bird as red as blood on a breaking branch. The sun will move out from the clouds and whirly swirl, magnetic wave. One day I'll realize the earth is in the sky. The earth is in the sky. Only three sweet come to see that perhaps I've not said much, but when next we meet, I'll untie this tongue of mine. Oh, to be summoned by unseen and sparkling eyes, perfectly sweet. It brings a great increase, and there is no word that is not praise.
Rise up and dance tonight. I'm calling all you. Punk Rock Rocks on Blank Generation.
We'll be right back.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
I know your anger, I know your dreams.
Generation. That's a new recording. They recorded that actually 2023. And, you know, I think I still prefer the original, but that one goes pretty good too. It's nice and big. The drums are big. Before that, we had Dance Away, Red Dragon theme, and the Anti-Nowhere League. We always love playing the Anti-Nowhere League. Dance of the Dead. Right now, check out this weirdness. David Lee Roth has a new song, and it's an old song. Check this out on Blank Generation.
Before, who saw your name and We'll be right back. haunted house.
Misfits. That's the Sessions version, 1980. Before that, we had, what did we have? Oh, yeah, we had Full Moon at Midnight by Horror Story. That one's pretty cool. And, of course, the great Go to Hells, Just What I Needed. Even if they sucked, I'd still play them because I love that name, the Go to Hells. Come on, it's the best. Right now, here's something weird. Probably surprised by that. It's Zombo, the Zombie. Or Zombo, the Zombo theme by Rob Zombie. I'm Blake Generation.
Who's the freak with the claws for hands? Oh no!
It's Zombo!
Who's the boss of creepy and the king?
It's Zombo!
With his teeth and with his white hair, the Scooby-Doo goes everywhere. Up with the flames and
say he's cool.
It's Zombo.
Don't believe what your parents say he's hip.
Zombo.
He can spell with any laugh. He's even got a green giraffe. Well, you can't take him anywhere. He's always loud. He doesn't care.
Lost control, lost control, lost control, lost control, lost control, lost control.
Nobody gives a damn about anybody else. Everybody dancing, feel the magic on the floor. They try to say we lost you, but they never kept score. You never had a last time, you couldn't outshine. You gave us everything, and now your memory's mine. We carry you around, don't have to miss you anymore. Set in the space between the shores, and the satellite pictures from the world that you explored. You never met a darkness you couldn't outshine. You left us everything, but still you're leaving us more. We're walking down the roads that you walked down before.
Played it once or twice here before on Blake Generation. It always reminds me of Bray Wyatt, and I like to hear it every once in a while, even though it's kind of a tough go for me. It's just such a beautiful song. And that's by Need to Breathe. Before that, we had Motorhead, No Voices in the Sky. Substitute by the Minutemen. That was a live version. And I mean, who doesn't love the Minutemen, right? If you don't love the Minutemen, why are you even listening to this show? And of course, we snuck in a little bit of Van Halen, Loss of Control. Thank you for joining me for this hour. It flew by. As I said, we had some fun here. Meet me back here next week for another hour of Blank Generation. And right now, we're going to give you something from way back in the day. This is a really, really, I have very fond childhood memories of listening to this song on a 45 my mom had. And this is Swamp Witch, Jim Stafford, on Blank Generation.
Blackwater Hattie lived back in the swamp where strange green reptiles crawl. Snakes hang thick from the cypress trees like sausage on a smokehouse wall. Where the swamp is alive with a thousand eyes and all of them watching you. Stay off the track of Hattie Shack in the back of the Black Bayou. Way up the road from Hattie's shack lies a sleepy little Okeechobee town. Talk of swamp witch Hattie lock you in when the sun go down. Rumors of what she done, rumors of what she do, kept folks off a track of Hattie's shack in the back of the Black Bayou. One day brought the rain stayed on, and the swamp water overflowed. Skeeters and the fever grabbed the town like a fist, Doc Jackson was the first to go. Some said the plague was brought by Hattie, there was talk of a hanging too. But the talk got shackled by the howls and the cackles from the bowels of the Black Bayou. Shadows fill the sky. There came an unseen caller on a town where hope run dry. In the square there was found a big black round vat full of gurgling brew. Whispering sounds as the folks gathered round. It came from the Black Bayou. Ain't much pride when you're trapped inside a slowly sinking ship. Scooped up the liquid deep and green, and the whole town took a sip. Fever went away, and the very next day the skies again were blue. Let's thank old Hattie for saving our town. We'll fetch it from the Black Bayou. Party of 10 of the town's best men headed for Hattie's shack. Said swamp witch magic was useful and good, and they're gonna bring Hattie back. Never found Hattie, and they never found the shack. They never made a trip back in. It was a parchment note they found tacked to a stump, said don't come looking again.
Thank you. Generation Uncle Sailor, and it's 1 week closer to Halloween, Halloween, Halloween.